Today on The Dark Side Of, Josh Duggar found guilty on child pornography charges, facing a potential 20-year prison sentence. Inside the court when Josh Duggar heard the guilty verdict and his emotional exchange with his wife, Anna, in handcuffs. And Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar speak out after their eldest son is found guilty on child porn charges. All of that and more today on The Dark Side Of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side Of.
That it is. Welcome to the program. If you don't mind, hit that little plus thing or subscribe or follow or stalk or whatever listen to us on. Don't miss any episodes of the program that way. And you can support us over on Patreon. Just search Dark Side Of or go to patreon.com/darksideof or go to darksidepod.com. Many ways to find us over there. Get advanced episodes of the program, all of them commercial-free, the full archive, bonus episodes, and more. It's over at, darksidepod.com. We'll get you where you need to go. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode, and we are finally here at the verdict.
I was actually very excited when I read that today. I texted you within 5 seconds. What? I'm like, oh my God.
Was it a where were you when moment for you?
I was just sitting at my desk at work, but it was just like, I felt like there was justice.
Yeah.
Because I was reading an article about it today, and apparently, and we might get into this, I don't know what you have prepared, but I think they thought the jury was going to be out much longer than what it was.
I expected them to be out much longer than what they were. I was like,
because in the People article, because I read like 4 different articles about it, but they had said that, like, they were talking about, well, we'll go get a coffee, or like half of his family leaves. You know, it's just because everybody thinks they're going to be settling in for a while.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long at all.
I was in the studio here this morning. I was playing with some of the voice stuff. And I got a text from my girlfriend saying, so you and Carol going to talk about that guilty verdict? And I was like, oh, hell, did it come in? And I'm like, yes, I'll definitely take it up on the show. So that's how I heard about it.
Well, then there was a listener posted and tagged us in it. I was like, yeah, you're talking about this.
Yeah, then it was like, ding, ding, ding.
Tony and I already are texting about it.
I know. Then it was you and me. And then it was like one after another. It was like, if I had a beeper, it'd be going off a lot at that moment in time.
I just would like to see all those sons of bitches caught. Everybody who does anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that is so sick.
Well, Ghislaine Maxwell, we're going to be talking about her actually in another episode. But it's an interesting article in Vanity Fair this last week about the prosecution doing not the greatest of jobs, according to the article. Well, but anyway, that's on another episode here this week. let's get into the verdict here. And starting with the People article about exactly what happened. Josh Duggar found guilty on child pornography charges, facing potential 40-year prison sentence. Here we go. Josh Duggar's fate has been sealed. A jury on Thursday the 9th found the former reality star, political activist, and father of 7 guilty on 2 charges of knowingly receiving and possessing child pornography, also known as child sexual abuse material. He faces up to 20 years of imprisonment and up to $250,000 in fines for each conviction. But because possession is a lesser included offense, he will technically only be sentenced for the receipt crime. His sentence is expected in 4 months, but a date hasn't been scheduled pending a pre-sentence investigation. Shortly after his conviction, Duggar, 33, was led away in handcuffs by U.S. Marshals, and he was seen growing visibly distraught as he paused to speak briefly with his wife, Anna. Outside the courthouse, authorities celebrated the guilty verdicts. A child predator has been brought to justice, said Homeland Security resident agent in charge Billy Riggins. First and foremost, this shows that no person is above the law, Clay Folks, an acting U.S. attorney for the Western District of Arkansas, told reporters beside Riggins. Duggar's attorneys vowed to appeal but said they respect the jury's verdict. Duggar had been on trial in federal court in Fayetteville, Arkansas, since last week when Anna and some other family members watching daily from the front row. Dad Jim, Bob, and others attended Thursday to hear the verdict. Afterward, they left in a group and did not speak with the press. By the time the jury began deliberating, prosecutors and the defense had painted two totally separate portraits of Duggar. Either he was a sophisticated criminal seeking out depraved content about children, or he was a naive local businessman with a homeschool GED unwittingly exploited by someone else. Jurors had to decide who to believe. Their verdict comes about 2 years after Homeland Security agents first searched Duggar's wholesale motor cars in 2019, seizing two personal devices and a work desktop that became key in the case. The 19 Kids and Counting alum was subsequently indicted earlier this year on both of the charges, with prosecutors at the trial showing evidence he had devised an elaborate hidden system on his work computer, which then to view the child pornography over 3 days in May of 2019. In his opening statement to the jury, Assistant United States Attorney Dustin Roberts urged them to hold Duggar accountable. The prosecution's main witness was James Fortell, director of the Department of Justice High Technology Investigative Unit, who personally analyzed Duggar's three devices. In testimony over 3 days, Fortell testified that he found evidence that photos and videos of children, some younger than 10, being sexually abused could have been accessed and then deleted from a separate password-protected operating system on Duggar's work computer. Fortell also detailed numerous circumstantial and time and place connections, and investigators found a similar password, similar programs, geolocated and time-stamped texts and photos between Duggar's whereabouts and when the illegal material was downloaded and viewed. Other prosecution witnesses included the Little Rock, Arkansas police detective who said he first discovered a computer using the IP address at Duggar's car lot was sharing child pornography online. Two Homeland Security agents involved in the search of his business were also called, as were two men who remembered Duggar being tech-savvy and listening to how to install a second operating system on a computer to escape monitoring. An executive from Covenant Eyes, the online accountability software program Duggar used, also spoke about its functionality. In the most emotional testimony from the prosecution's case, longtime friend Bobby Holt testified that Duggar twice admitted to her in 2003 and 2005 that he had molested four Jane Does when he was 12 to when he was 15. One of the girls was five. The defense unsuccessfully tried to block Holt's testimony. The defense, led by Justin Gelfand, called only two witnesses, but also use their cross-examination to build a parallel argument that police were both too sloppy and too slow in investigating child pornography connected to Duggar's car lot, which led them to ignore key clues about whether Duggar was hacked or exploited by a former employee or someone else at the business. If you like a good mystery, then this is the case for you, Gelfand said in his opening statement, arguing that the actual forensic trial presents more questions than answers. Private forensic examiner Michelle Bush testified for 2 days for the defense that she believed the theory of remote access was probable and could not be ruled out. Gelfand also noted that she was limited in her analysis because law enforcement didn't seize Duggar's work router or other devices at the car lot. On the stand, the Homeland Security agent said anything not seized was cleared via an on-the-scene review and that the router wasn't relevant. Bush and Fortell's dueling testimonies ultimately took up a majority of the trial. Duggar's arrest was only the latest in a series of personal scandals that rocked the family. The reality show that first made them all famous was canceled in 2015 after a 2006 police report was released revealing he had been investigated for molesting four younger girls when he was a boy and a teenager. Later in 2015, Duggar admitted to having a pornography addiction and being unfaithful in his marriage. A spinoff of 19 Kids and Counting that followed his siblings, called Counting On, was canceled after his arrest on the child pornography charges. In a statement immediately after his son was charged, parents Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar said, "The accusations brought against Joshua today are very serious. It is our prayer that the truth, no matter what it is, will come to light and that this will be all resolved in a timely manner. We love Josh and Anna and continue to pray for their family." There you go. That's the rundown of the verdicts on Josh Duggar from People.
So really, he just thought he was smarter than everybody.
Yes, completely. Narcissists often have that impression of themselves.
Yeah. And because one thing I had read that they kind of used it like, but it wasn't on his other devices. So like, if he really wasn't a child porn, he'd be looking at it on all his devices, I guess.
Well, and it's, well, then they'd like, well, then why are the passwords on this computer that you claim that it's not you on there? Your passwords from your other devices.
Well, but that doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean I was looking at porn. I'm like, it's
it shows right here when you were logged in. And by the way, your cell phone says you were physically here sitting at this desk. And there's porn on the computer at that time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like you can look at email responses and things that you're doing on a computer.
Yeah.
You know, you sent an email at that time from that same computer.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, without seeing all of the evidence, you know, I don't know what it was exactly that convinced them, but people like that just disgust me. And that's a really nice word I'm using.
Yeah.
Because it's like what he's doing is so sick. And I guess the only thing when you get caught, you're going to do is point the finger at other people. Mm-hmm. So there just happens to be another person here who's into child pornography, I guess.
Yeah.
But it just pisses me off. It's like, you know, you sick son of a bitch, you know, and it's victimizing children, like horrifically victimizing children. And, you know, it's like, well, we're going to appeal. He didn't do it. Well, wouldn't you be wanting to find out who did? Like, if that's your defense, it wasn't me, somebody else. Well, then it was one of your freaking employees.
Yeah.
Like, who did it? It was on, you know, you owned the business.
Mm-hmm.
How bold would anybody be? I know there's a lot of sick people because I worked someplace where the receptionist, a male, was looking at pornography on the computer at the front desk. And I walked in twice.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought that was kind of bold, but he was Mormon, which is kind of weird. But anyway, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole, it's like you own, you'd have to be so bold to go to work and that's where you're going to look at child pornography on the boss's computer.
He's, I mean, it's just the level of narcissism in this individual, I think, knows no bounds. And, you know, he's, you know, taken what was a good thing with his family, with their TV show and all that, totally, you know, drug their name through the mud. But somehow they can still run for office here and like probably get elected. But to the rest of the country outside of the bubble where they live, they're looked at as these scorned, fucked up family, you know. And it's,
I just think it has to be really, you have to be pretty bold.
Yeah.
Because Jim Bob isn't that old. I don't know. He's, what is he, 50s, 60s? Yeah. I don't know. Let's just say he could run for the state senate or whatever he's doing in 2 or 4 years, whenever that comes up again.
Yeah.
Because right now, your name is in the headlines.
Yeah.
because your son was convicted of child pornography.
It's just so tone deaf. It's just completely tone deaf as to what's going on. It's like, you what the hell? It's just, are you this out? They are. I my head just spins thinking of the way these people think. Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar did speak out after their eldest son, Josh, is found guilty on child porn charges. Again, this is from People, and here's what we hear. Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar have broken their silence after the eldest son, Josh, was found guilty by the jury in his child sexual abuse material case. This entire ordeal has been very grievous. Today, God's grace, through the love and prayer of so many, have sustained us. Our hearts and prayers are with anyone who has ever been harmed through CSAM, which stands for Child Sexual Abuse Material. The couple said in a statement posted on their family website, "In the days ahead, we will do all we can to surround our daughter-in-law, Anna, and their children with love and support." Jim, Bob, and Michelle continued, "As parents, we will never stop praying for Joshua and loving him as we do all our children. In each of life's circumstances, we place our trust in God. He is our source of strength and refuge. Thank you for your prayers." Josh, 33, was arrested in April and pled not guilty to charges of receiving and possessing child sexual abuse material. So, is this officially them kind of writing him off? Like, okay, we're kind of done with you. Like, yeah, I guess we kind of have to love you or something, but I disagree with that. But
no, it just seems like a statement of what they need to say to make themselves look as good as they can look in this really horrific light.
Yeah.
And the children that are caught up in this, they kind of put them in there because they felt like they had to.
But they didn't say anything about his innocence. They didn't say anything like this is a grave, like, injustice or anything like that. It's like, we feel sorry for people who have been harmed by this. Our son is kind of into it, in parentheses. But it's like, very
kind
passive.
Of feels like a lawyery sort of.
It
like,
does. Well, I'm sure it was.
Let's write this statement. We're going to have the lawyer read it and correct it and send it back. And then we're going to add a little bit of Jesus in it and send it back. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would think as parents, that would be pretty horrific to know that your son is doing that sort of shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm assuming he hasn't done anything to his children.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's just, I don't know how you would deal with that as a parent. I don't know how you would deal with that. You know, it's your son, and you obviously love him.
I don't know. I guess, to each their own, but I'm sorry if this happened to my child, or this, not that this happened to my child, if my child were doing this, because this didn't just happen to Josh Duggar.
Right.
He did it. I'm also curious as to, you know, this shit doesn't happen in a vacuum. Where did this kind of come from with him? Because there's got to be a story there. And I'm curious, you know, what happened to Joshy here that ended up making him an abuser?
I don't know. I've never really thought of that.
Like that, with the way their religious-y family is so kind of, you know, odd. That's, I think, another chapter there in my guessing humble opinion. But I think this digs a little deeper. I don't know where or who. I'm not making any allegations, but I think there's, again, doesn't happen in a vacuum.
No, and I think, you know, leave their religion out of it.
Yeah.
These are two people who had way more children than two people can parent.
Yeah.
And because I don't think you can properly parent 19 children.
No.
And so, you know, I remember watching an episode of it where she was explaining how, you know, when one of the kids gets to be this age, then they take care of the baby. And then they each have like a pal. So this child's responsible for that one, and that child's responsible for that one. And it was this weird, like, so really the older siblings are parenting the younger ones, and each one has their own child.
And they're all like, this is great. Isn't this cute how we're all doing this? It's like, no.
And I think it's bizarre that anybody found that entertaining.
And thank you to Pampers for giving us this mountain of diapers.
Because we could use them. But with that kind of parenting model,
reward us for irresponsibility.
My guess is he never really had.
No.
Much parenting, nor did any of that.
No, but what I'm wondering about is, you know, there, I would put money that there was some sort of abuse, sexual abuse there with him. For him,
and it doesn't mean it was his dad.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I mean, I'm just curious, where the hell does that play into this? Well, there's just too much weirdness going on and kind of off beliefs, and where that shit happens a lot of times, this sort of shit happens.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how deep of a problem this is within. And I'm not saying necessarily the family specifically, the religion. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, I don't know. I don't know.
Could it just been a neighbor?
Yeah.
Could or have been. Or not anybody at all. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, just
could,
speculating.
You're right. It could be nobody at all, but I don't know. That's my wondering. If you're looking for a new desktop on your computer, a new screensaver possibly, the new Josh Duggar mugshot is out today. Josh Duggar seen smiling in the new mugshot after being convicted of possessing and receiving child pornography. And that,
well, you know, it's kind of a smug.
And I say it like that
smile.
Because that's how it's how he fucking looks in that mugshot. If you were to like read in the way he looks, like, I'm seen smiling in a new mugshot after being convicted of possessing and receiving child porn. That's how his voice would sound, which is just sickening.
Yeah.
The
I saw it too, and he just looked smug, and I just wanted to be like,
"It's like, is he just so far gone, or does he? I don't know." I just don't know. After being found guilty of possessing and receiving child sexual abuse material, Josh Duggar was taken into police custody and posed for a new mugshot. In the photo, taken less than an hour after the news of the guilty verdict broke on Thursday, the 33-year-old 19 Kids and Counting alum is smiling.
So.
When he left the courtroom earlier on, however, Duggar appeared more somber as he was led away in handcuffs. The U.S. Marshals, who were ordered to take him into custody, let him stop briefly by the gallery's front row where wife Anna Duggar sat with his dad, Jim Bob Duggar, and others. Duggar grew visibly distraught as he and Anna 33 spoke. His eyes tightened and his face crumpled, though his mouth was covered with a mask before he was taken away. When the mask thing always makes everybody now kind of feel like Silence of the Lambs. Duggar, who previously faced a child molestation scandal related to his conduct as a teenager, was arrested in April and accused of downloading files depicting child sexual abuse material. So there you go. The thing is, if he's now being found guilty, faced up to 20 years of imprisonment and up to $250,000 in fines on both counts. So, yeah. Just the smiling. It's angersome. I don't know if that's even a word.
No, I saw it. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to just slap that smile off of his face. And I'm not even that kind of person.
No, it's just that smug. Like, I don't even know what to make of it. Like, is he crazy? Like, is he just like completely not getting what's going on? And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it almost is like drugged kind of looking person. He doesn't like have he has a more dazed look in his eyes than he does on all the other photos that came out, you know, prior to this. And there's been a lot of pictures of him, and he always kind of looks like himself. He looks kind of crazy in these photos.
Because he kind of is.
I know, but it's like, I wonder if like something really snapped. Like really, really snapped. I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah. I would imagine something really did.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy is now, he was taken from that court to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been living behind the Chuck E. Cheese, is it? But was it the Chuck E. Cheese you said the family lives by?
Yeah, where he
that
was.
That he's staying with?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going from the Chuck E. Cheese area into jail.
Yeah.
And they don't treat child molesters while in jail.
No.
And that would have to be, I would think, terrifying.
Yeah.
And, you know, lesson learned. Don't be looking at frickin' child pornography.
And now stay in here until you're dead. Here's some more details of what happened inside the court when Josh Duggar's verdict was released. He remained composed through almost all of it, though a top Department of Justice analyst testimony that he tried to download. So it was one of the most offensive videos of child sexual abuse material the official had ever seen. And even when Bobby Holt, whom Duggar grew up calling Aunt Bobby, recalled from the stand how he admitted to having molested four younger girls, one as young as five, when he was a boy and a teenager. Beyond the occasional asides and brief hugs with his family, Duggar showed little onward reaction to the mounting case against him. As he was led away in handcuffs after being convicted of knowing receipt and possession of child pornography, the U.S. Marshals, who were ordered to take the former 19 kids and counting into custody star pending his sentencing next year, let him stop briefly by the gallery front row where he was able to interact with his wife, Anna Duggar, and Jim Bob Duggar for a moment. Josh grew visibly distraught. He and Anna, 33, spoke, his eyes tightening, his face crumbling, though his mouth was covered with a mask. Okay, so we kind of heard that part before. So that's, you know, to paint the picture of what that was like at that moment. Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
You know, normally when someone is an abuser, like, you know, not just child abuser, but but it's usually, you know, there's many other victims than the ones you hear about.
Yeah.
You know, so if he abused, because they say, they make it very clear that, like, he abused some kids when he was younger, then when he was a teenager. So it sounds like there's two episodes of him abusing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those kids was only five.
Yeah, because the other kids that were identified by, not by name, none of them were five.
Yeah. So, and I hadn't heard about a five-year-old before.
Either, yeah. So this is like new.
It makes me think that there are other people. He's done other things. You know, you don't, if this guy knows how to, because wasn't there, help me, because I, of course, can be wrong here. But when he was with this porn addiction or whatever that was, wasn't there a deal with his wife and she had control of the computer and could, and there was, I can't remember what that was.
It was a browser thing.
Which would make sense. Yeah. Which would make sense why he's looking at any pornography at work.
Yes.
Because his wife had the controls and she was supposedly the one who was going to be the enforcer of no porn.
Yep.
Which you, of course, know how that's going to work out.
And it looks like he basically partitioned off a hard drive and created a totally second computer on the one computer that was kind of hidden. And then that's what he would look at it on. So nobody would be the wiser when somebody's logging into Windows, because that wouldn't be on there. It would be on the second whole operating system he installed on that same computer that he could secretly log into.
Yeah. So the rando guy at work who happens to be looking at porn on his boss's
secret computer. Yeah. Secret side of the computer.
He did all that. Like,
yeah. That happened to have the login and the same password that he uses on other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good defense. Great idea. That worked. I don't feel bad for those attorneys. I don't know how the fuck you take up a case like this and feel good about yourself. But I'm guessing they were just really in a corner because there wasn't a very good defense no matter what you did. It was just kind of like, somebody hacked it. it's like the worst defense you could get, because it's like, if when all else fails, It was hacked.
You know, and the thing is that everybody in this country has an opportunity to go to court and defend themselves, whether it's complete bullshit or not.
Yeah.
It happens every day. People who are guilty, you know, it's they have a right to a lawyer. And I think the lawyer's hands are kind of tied. Yeah. And I think that would be, I mean, they're not totally tied, but if the guy's not willing to plead guilty, and then if you don't give him a proper defense, that's the first appeal, is then the guy, the Josh Duggar, comes back and it's like, my defense attorney was horrific.
Yeah.
I am going to appeal. And so if you didn't try, so it's a weird job.
Yeah.
Like, you got to try to get this guy. I don't want to say get him off. That sounds really, really weird.
Yeah.
You got to attempt to clear his name.
Yeah.
Because that's your job.
Yep.
And if you don't do a good job of that, that's their first appeal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very strange. I couldn't do that job. I just couldn't.
Lots of the family reacting, and we can go through some of that here. It's kind of interesting. After the verdict was announced, Amy Duggar King, who is Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar's niece, and made appearances on TLC, praised the jury's decision to convict and said her thoughts are with the victims. May the jurors and Judge Brooks seek healing, counseling from all that was exposed to them. May the children grow up with real godly men as father figures who will guide and protect them. May the people who were once in disbelief have their eyes opened for the first time, she wrote on Twitter.
That was pretty bold.
Yeah. Derek Dillard, who was present in the courtroom when the verdict was read, told People why he and wife Jill Duggar Dillard, Josh's younger sister, had attended some parts of the trial. Jill, 30, appeared on Wednesday's proceeding, but was not present for the verdict on Thursday. We just want to, among other things, see the facts for ourselves, he said, adding, America is the best country to get justice. Josh, 33, was arrested in April and pled not guilty to the charges of receiving and possessing child sexual abuse material. Several of the family members appeared in court at various points during his seven-day trial, including wife Anna, dad Jim, Bob, siblings Jill, Justin, Jessa, and Joyanna. Joyanna's husband, Austin Forsyth, also attended. So it looks like that's pretty much the responses that we're seeing at this hour of recording. But I'm glad that someone had spoken out in that circle. I mean, this is... the only thing I can like really compare it to, and I don't think that for the most part the family is like this, but they really kind of remind me of the Phelps family. You know, they're not out there like protesting, you know, being gay or anything like that, but just the kind of secrecy and the kind of like one comfortable closeness. And then every once in a while, one of them breaks out and is like, holy shit, like this is fucked up. You know, it's just, I don't know. Thoughts?
I don't know, because I think it's a two-sided deal with that family.
Yeah.
Because they've got this whole religious side of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very strong faith. And I think that for most of them, I believe it's probably legit. I don't know about Josh.
Yeah.
I think his wife is.
I agree.
Faithful person. So they've got that. But then they also have this very big public image. You know, they were on television and had fans and stuff. And then to be dealt something like this.
I just feel like the response has been completely
tone deaf. I think
you
have to process it. And especially the girls who had been molested.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Cause I just think about that. And it's like, there's a pattern and there's no way there was nobody in between.
Yeah.
You know, somebody like that doesn't abuse, you know, find a five-year-old victim and then years later finds teenage victims and then is looking at really disgusting child porn, which it all is disgusting.
I want to know what Jim, Bob, and Michelle knew and when they knew it.
And they might not have known anything.
I don't. Well, at some point they did. And that's, you know, when shit kind of hit the fan. But the fact that he had confessed that to one person, I wonder if they did know more.
Oh, way back with that early stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Like, and then how much was just kind of like swept, like, oh, don't do that, you know?
And that, I think, was handled completely wrong, because then rather than really dealing with it, they was like, okay, well, we're going to pray. And
well, it's like you're harboring a predator at some point. And it's like, yeah, it's your son, but guess what? He's not safe to be around. Sometimes shit just doesn't work out, and sometimes it's people, and that really fucking sucks. But if other people are going to get hurt by this guy, you got to fucking do something.
The one good thing about him going to prison, because the one thing I really did worry about, and I have worried about, is his own children.
I feel bad
and
for
any
that
other
woman.
Children, because that is full of children.
I hope to God,
you know,
she
there
doesn't.
Are a lot of young kids, and I just hope that none of them have fallen victim to him. Yeah. That's all speculation. That's just me thinking out loud.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've not seen any evidence of that. This isn't a hard news show. We just discussed our opinions. But you know what I mean?
Sure.
He's around a lot of kids.
I know. I hope she doesn't do the Stand By My Man act.
God,
The sake of her children at the very, very fucking least.
And what her children need is strength and someone to stand up for them and lead them. And that's going to be hard.
That would be very hard to put on your dating profile. 7 kids, former wife of Josh Tucker. Like, that's going to be an uphill battle for her. But I mean, luckily there's a shitload of family that can probably help with the kids. So,
and it is an uphill battle, because like, that's a lot to process.
Yes, it is. So there you go. That's the closure, I think, we have until the sentencing of Josh
Duggar. And the sentencing's like in 2 months, or it's a long time.
It's like in April. April, I believe, is when it is. So, well, April's only 4 months away. There's some happy news, everybody. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side Of. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to press subscribe whatever platform you're listening on, or follow us. And if you like the show, become a supporter over on Patreon. Search Dark Side Of, or go to darksidepod.com. Take it there as well. $5 a month, get advanced episodes of the program, extras, and all of it's commercial free. Whole archive is there as well. DarksidePod.com or on Patreon, just to search Dark Side Of. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.